T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Everybody's excited about the new iPhone and all that stuff, but you know sooner or later you're going to destroy your cell phone.
Okay.
And they've done some research on this, and if your cell phone gets destroyed, it's probably going to happen around the house, and it's probably going to be your fault. 51% of people who've destroyed their phones have done it around the house. 69% of phone accidents are caused by the owner.
I don't want to jinx myself, okay. But... right now, I haven't gotten my update yet.
Okay.
This is an iPhone 8, okay. And I don't have anything wrong with it. I mean, there's a few minor scratches on the screen, but there is nothing, no cracks, there's no...
Okay, Tom, let's not focus on your phone.
But I'm just saying, not everyone's going to destroy their phone.
Let's focus on Heidi's phone.
Because that's going to be destroyed in a matter of weeks.
We always call her out because her phone, it goes through a lot, bless her heart. But the kitchen is the place where most accidents happen when it comes to your house. Living room is second, bathroom third, and driveway is fourth. The bedroom is fifth. That's how it breaks down for you.
I'm surprised bathroom and driveway aren't higher.
Okay.
Because those are places where you have harder floor surfaces.
Right, right, yeah.
And I've personally fallen asleep on the toilet before and dropped an iPad.
Yes. Okay.
I was angry at some birds, and the next thing you knew, I woke up and I felt my iPad was on the floor and shattered.
Well, only 9% of people have actually dropped their phone in a toilet.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, but I thought that would be more.
I've had a friend, I think she's dropped at least 5 phones in the toilet. She'll put it in her back pocket
and
take off to the bathroom, man. Yep. Every time it happens.
Now, who is that friend? Can you say?
I just want to say happy birthday to her today.
Okay, we know who it is.
Oh, I know who it is now. I thought it was Heidi, but it's not.
6% of us have left it on the roof of our car and actually driven off. There was one experience where I'd left mine on a bumper. You know how they got some of the wider bumpers? And I'm like, I can't find my phone. And then, you know, a couple hours later after I'd been driving around the neighborhood and stuff, I found it on the bumper.
That is so dumb.
Wow.
I was out playing with the kids, and I put it on the bumper. And
I can
it.
Understand
she's
that.
She's saying that because she's done it before.
Oh, okay. 5% of us have accidentally run it through the washing machine, like left it in a pocket. And it actually went through a cycle or two with the washing machine.
That's your wife being spiteful right there. She should be checking those pockets.
Oh, so it's the wife's responsibility to check the pockets?
I mean, at the end of the day, that's part of her money that's gone when you're replacing your phone.
Okay, the liquids we most likely spill on our phones. Water is number one.
Huh.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi, number two. Beer is third. Which, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then coffee and tea were fourth. They were tied for fourth as far as the beverages that we spill on our cell phones.
Where's that margarita?
Or wine.
Or the ocean.
Yeah. Wow.
We have a lot of stories here to go through. But you know what? They did some research with the insurance companies. Here's some of the craziest ways their clients have destroyed their phones. Okay. So a man was taking photos of monkeys on a safari when one of them climbed through the sunroof, grabbed the phone, and took off.
Oh, no.
I also was watching America's Funniest Videos, and an ostrich took a cell phone from somebody and ran off with it.
I'd be chasing.
Okay. A fireworks technician was setting up for a show and accidentally left his phone in the blast area.
Wow.
It was shot 3,000 feet up into the air. and blown up.
Was it on camera when it did that? Because if it had videoed that, it'd be worth the price of the phone.
Okay. Most unusual ways people have actually destroyed their phone. A couple on a cruise was reenacting the scene from Titanic.
Oh, boy.
You know, the King of the World part where he spreads his arms and they drop the phone in the ocean while trying to take a photo of the I'm a King of the World moment from Titanic.
Yeah, that's when you hold on tight. I've taken pictures off a balcony in a high rise.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And I hold my phone so tight when I'm going out over the edge. I'm not going to drop it.
Hey, dude, when I'm in a bathtub, I hold on to my phone like really tight.
What are you doing with your phone in the bathtub?
Well, sometimes you're just like Googling stuff.
Sure,
like,
not me. That's too risky for me.
But you don't take baths, though.
If I did, I wouldn't have my phone in there with me.
They have an app with virtual bubbles, right?
Wow.
Okay, finally, craziest way someone has actually ruined their phone, their cell phone. A farmer was using his phone and helping a cow give birth. He somehow shoved the phone into the cow's parts.
Oh, my.
Got it stuck there for some reason.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to borrow that phone. So I wouldn't borrow any phones from farmers if they are doing it. Maybe, maybe he's, Googling how to deliver a calf.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
and so
okay.
He's got the phone right there. And
I came home the other day and my son wanted to show me a video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it was a guy that went skydiving, had his phone, and he drops the phone while he's skydiving.
Right.
So the phone starts spinning in circles so fast, at first you can't make anything out of it. But then it gets to spinning so fast like a fan that it starts to have this slowly rotating picture of the Earth below.
Oh, really?
And then, pow, it hits the ground and bounces. And you look up, and it's laying on its back. It's still rolling.
Wow.
And a pig walks over and starts trying to eat it.
Really?
I've got to upload this video for you guys on Facebook. So then the pig starts trying to eat the phone. It landed in a pigsty, and the pigs tried to eat it.
You know what? That is an outrageous story. I mean, totally, almost unbelievable.
But it's true.
But Heidi can top that story with the way she's destroyed her phone.
That's true. Heidi's got better one than that.
Okay, we'll just hold on tight.